Welcome back. This is Rona Simmons, and this is the eighth episode of More 2-Minute Tales, this time covering what I referred to in the opening pages of the book as small lives. Pick up a book on World War II, or for that matter, any war, and what you will most likely find is a history of the major battles, the victories and the losses, the admirals and generals, presidents, premiers, and kings, and the movement of chess pieces on a map of the world. Those elements are necessary to give context to any story of the war. I believe, however, there's no better way to understand the nature of war for the majority of us who have had the good fortune never to have been in a war than to step into the shoes, or should I say boots, of a soldier. A soldier hunkering down in the cold and wet of a shallow foxhole, while overhead trees are bursting into splinters and shrapnel destroys the landscape surrounding them. A sailor stationed well below his ship's deck during the onslaught of enemy aircraft and a well-placed bomb that causes the air to erupt in a ball of flame. And when you have that image in your head and you stare at those boots that are yours, think of what you would feel and see and think on what might be the last moments of your life. Think of those who knew this might be their last moment and how they rose to the occasion, stood up from that foxhole to shield another soldier, or turned from the heat of an explosion to carry another man from danger. These men, like the privates and seamen, corporals and lieutenants, on the pages of No Average Day, most of whom had no choice in how or where they served, no say in how to conduct the battle, but did what they had learned to do and were assigned to do, or what they deemed in a split second was what they had to do to defend their country and way of life and save their brother or themselves. They were millions strong, and they deserved to be remembered. I hope you agree, their lives were not small lives. Thank you for listening, and please join me here at my website in 2 weeks to learn about another incident that unfolded in No Average Day. The book was released on October 24th, the 80th anniversary of the events profiled. You can find it wherever fine books are sold.